Hello everyone, this is Poet Deep, and you're tuning into From Poverty to Prosperity. I appreciate everyone listening, giving up their time. Upon request, tonight's topic will be about spiritual poverty. And this request came from a listener, and they suggested that how vast the topic that was that I was speaking on last week, which was the price of poverty, that the topic deserved a little bit more light in certain areas of in the specific areas, because I was speaking about economic poverty. I spoke about spiritual poverty and things like that. And so this podcast, or this episode, I should say, will be basically centered around spiritual poverty. So I was looking for a framework to guide my message, because even though I was prepared to just go from what I've known and what I've learned already, I was looking for a framework. And upon just doing a little quick research on Google, I found a very great framework of 10 spiritual principles that could guide my message. And in a compare and contrast type fashion, one could understand what I am saying about spiritual poverty through these principles, or the principles that we should be looking at when we are trying to enrich ourselves and get out of spiritual poverty. So let's make some things clear. First is that sometimes spirituality and religion can seem synonymous. And I want to be able to make a distinction, is that I am addressing spirituality, not religion. Man gave us religion. The creator and the universe and its forces gave us spirituality. There's a big difference. And this is going to be centered around spirituality. However, I do know that some people who are religious or who are part of religions, and they are also spiritual people. Intentionally. Just as well as I know people who are religious and they're not that spiritual. Just like I know people who are not, you know, religious and they're spiritual. So, and then you have people who are not religious and they have just no type of conduct, code of conduct or ethical system that they acknowledge, you know, for reform and things like that, or reassessment of self. So this is more so for spiritual people. Me, myself, personally, I am a spiritual person, and I'm not a religious person. I don't subscribe to any organized religions. However, due to my spiritual nature, I am able to extract truth from anywhere where the truth may be. And I think where spiritual impoverishment can come with some people is whereas they think only the truth can be found in certain places, as if the creator hid the truth, or creation has hid the truth in certain pockets that was available to a certain type of people and not others. I believe that that's far from the truth. There is truth everywhere. You can learn truth from your worst enemy. You can learn truth through nature. You can learn truth through so many different daily interactions as you are just being a human being in your journey of life. So overall, my spirituality allows me to be able to go anywhere and to be able to pull truth regardless of where it comes from, because truth is a universal thing. No one owns the truth. No one owns it. It can belong to anyone. Now, how we interpret the truth is one thing, but the truth is as it in its rawest form, it is what it is. And that is something that is available and can be, for the most part, accessible to anyone. Now, we all know that there are different levels of consciousness that must be had in order to receive or even process certain truths. Because if the mind does not know how to handle certain type of information, it has no precedent for what it is taking in, then it's basically impossible to receive it. So, starting off with the spiritual foundation is that as human beings, we live in a capitalistic society in America. And what I mean by capitalistic society, a society where at all times things are competing for our attention. It could be various things, right? And most people are not personally satisfied with their lives. They never can have enough. It doesn't matter how much money, materials they can acquire, how many trips they can go on, how many people can be impressed. I mean, it's insatiable in terms of how people, especially in America or wealthy countries, a lot of times are driven. And so just by nature of being in these type of environments, unless we grew up in a home that protected us and showed us or shown us a way of spiritual covering, understanding spiritual development, understanding what is going on around us that work against us, it's quite natural for people to fall within. It's quite natural for people to fall within that line of just never being satisfied or just can't quite reach that happiness. They can't figure out who they really are because they are not able to hear their own voice. We all have our own voice. And I don't mean the voice that I'm speaking with now. I mean, there's a spiritual voice. It's your inner soul. Sorry about that, everybody. But it's about that, your inner soul, how it connects to the universe, how it connects with the unseen forces and also the seen forces, your subconscious and the communication that it has with your consciousness. And with all of those things together, there's a voice, there's a relationship. And a lot of times we're not tune into that type of relationship because we have turned the volume up on other agents and we have not tuned into what is trying to what our spirit is trying to get across to us. And a lot of times the spirit has a way of showing itself. Through neglect, it's sadness. It could be depression, uneasiness, awkwardness, you know, and different things like that. These are some of the vibes and things that we can feel when we're not really in tune. However, let's get into our 10 principles that I pulled from Google that I think will allow me to get this message across. Acceptance, I believe, is a very, 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 can be a very difficult thing in life, especially when we're going through unfavorable, unpleasant situations, you know, in life and in certain things that we understand that they just can't go away. You know, and when I think about acceptance, I also think about the serenity prayer. You know, and one of the first things of how the serenity prayer starts off, which I think is one of the keys to life, is say, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change and to have the courage, I believe, to change the things that I can. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing that last little part right there. But accepting the things that we cannot change. There are certain things in life that we do not have control over. That is a given. That is a given. And so being is that we do not have control over that, we have to have a certain acceptance with that. And the reason why we want to have acceptance of certain things is so that we can be at peace. Because when we are lacking in spirit, we're really not at peace. And that is the greatest illustration of being spiritually enriched, being spiritually fulfilled, is when you are at peace. If you do not know what it feels like to really be at peace, then somewhere the spirit is lacking. The spirit needs maintenance. It needs attention. So acceptance. Acceptance of life regardless of what goes on. Open-mindedness. Open-mindedness. This is very key. There's a saying, you know, the key to life is to understand that you know nothing. If we can have that type of humble approach to life, whenever there's time to learn, do you imagine how much we could take in? No matter what we know, we just have a general respect that the universe possesses mysteries beyond our comprehension. And we could live to be 500 years old. And we can spend every day learning. And there's still a dimension or dimensions in galaxies of knowledge that we still will not scratch the surface of. There's an open-mindedness of that. And the reason why we should be open-minded is because, like I said before, truth has it has different ways in which how we can communicate. You might have your preferred way of how you like to receive the news or how you receive the truth. But it doesn't mean that's how the creator and its universe, which is the creation of the creator. It does not mean that it will use your preferred forces or sources to bring that information to you. Because to really test you, it could really bring it in the quote unquote worst way, in a way that you would really have to humble yourself in order for you to really be able to hear it. That's why I said truth can come from our worst enemies. I mean, who want to listen to that? You know, but open-mindedness, that is very important. Is just always keeping your mind open, never being bias in your mind. Don't cut yourself off from information, opportunities, and different things like that. Certain people, because you never know what spiritual force is working with them. You never know. Gratitude. This is so fundamental because, and I've had to check myself constantly. When I looked at, or when I even look at the spiritual maintenance that I need, or certain areas where I'm spiritually impoverished, is the lack of appreciation. When you can live life another day to restart, to recharge, that is a blessing. When we look at life about what we don't have and what's not right instead of what is right, it's a different mindset, because there's always somebody that's in a worse position. There's always someone in a worse position. And we need to be mindful of that. We need to always be cognizant that things can be worse. And the more we can not only accept, because I believe that there's a link between acceptance and also having gratitude, appreciation, because you're accepting your situation for what it is. but you also embrace it. And if you don't learn how to embrace the pain in your life, not to love the pain, but to embrace it as part of your struggle, it's a part of your story, and you're not trying to be ashamed of it, you're not in denial of it, you're not trying to hide from it or disguise it, and you learn how to accept it, embrace it, you'll never be able to change it. You'll never be able to solve that problem. So we want to have gratitude. We want to be grateful for the good people we have in our lives rather than looking at the people who we don't feel so great about, or the conditions that we don't feel so great about. Because if we're not grateful, we can feel a lot of discontent. And we can bring about a lot of stress in our body that release a lot of hormones. And you can actually damage your immune system. There are studies that you can actually damage your immune system by too much stress. Humility. Humility. Very basic. But I believe with humility, there's a chain once again to open-mindedness and acceptance. But, you know, it took me a while to understand. Excuse me. Humility, really understanding it, and basically not to be arrogant. I'm not saying that's only what humility is, but I'm saying to not be arrogant. There's a certain gentleness that can also come with humility. Learning just how to hear people, even if you feel like someone is wrong. Is learning how to hear them. Master the art of listening. Master that. Being humble is when you can respond a certain way, but your spiritual groundedness allow you to act in a different way to bring about a different result in that interaction. Because in life, we need to understand that there are different strategies and different ways of being able to communicate with people, of how to get things done. Because we live on Earth, whereas our lives, this is an interdependent arrangement here on Earth. And with humility, we can always maintain a great self-perception that's rooted in reality. Rooted in reality. It's a certain gentleness that comes with it. My next one, patience. I believe patience is really key. We live in a society, and I spoke about this, I believe, in the introduction of this podcast. My first podcast that I made. And a lot of people need instant gratification. We do not give people space and time to process their thoughts, their arguments. Everything got to be put out on the table all at one time sometimes, you know, and that's not good. That's not good. Have faith that things will work out the way it needs to work out. And until things work itself out. Because there are a lot of things in life that have to go through its due process, and you cannot control the timing of that process. And when you understand that you're not in control of certain processes in life, then patience kicks in. Patience. That is very, very vital to maintaining relationships. That is very, very vital to even tolerating yourself. Because some of us know it's a job to even tolerate ourselves, but we have to be patient with process. We must be patient. Because what impatience does is it could create the situation where things could be done haphazard. This is how regrets can come about. This is how miscalculations can come about. Through patience, You could be more calculated with how you move. You give yourself time. So let's remember, there's a great need, very great need to be patient. Integrity. Integrity. This is very, 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 definitely very important. Your integrity, it is about your consistency and how your actions match your words. And also, how you behave even when people are not watching you. Is it still consistent? Because, see, a lot of us have become well at creating these personas to feed and fuel our public image. And sometimes we get so used to feeding people these personas that we, in turn, lie to ourselves about who we are. We actually can get to that point of insanity, whereas we start to try to make our own selves believe the lie. But the integrity is when your actions and your words, they match consistently. It's not that you're perfect, but consistently. Meaning this is your overall behavior. And you're going to illustrate these same behaviors whether you're in public or in private. So even when your public image cannot be scrutinized or jeopardized or judged in any type of way, you're still behaving the same way because spiritually you're grounded. One time I was listening to, Dr. Gary Noel. He has a podcast that I tune into a lot. And he said something that really made me think. I mean, it was very basic. But he said a lot of people really do not have substance. And I meditated on the simplicity of that message. And for my young years being on this earth, I've come to agree. We have a lot of people that are very intellectual, people that are well-read, people have done some very phenomenal things. But just because you are capable or you have done phenomenal things, just because you have had or you are loved or respected by many people, that does not mean that you're truly of a person of substance. Because a person of true substance, is a person with their integrity intact. And that's a personal journey. What are you doing when people are not watching you? Who are you then? Who are you? Do you know who you are? And if you have to ask yourself who you are, be honest about who you are or accept what comes back to you. Accept. Next, faith. Faith. I believe it is very, very key in life, into success, to transformation. And it all depends on what success means to you. Everyone has their own definitions and meanings of success. But faith, you don't necessarily have proof of it. It's something that you believe in, an ideal, an idea that you really believe in. And the faith is what helps you to get to the other side. To say that I'm going to climb this mountain, I don't know how, but I'm going to climb it. And what you'll start seeing is from that conviction, that belief, and when you have integrity, what you're going to find is that bridges are going to start being created. Connections are going to just start being made just by the law of attraction, by the things that you put into your mind that you really believe. You're going to start seeing a materialization of your success and your transformation coming together bit by bit. And some of it's going to come by way of pain. Some of it because it has to be a purging process, and you got to be able to feel it to know that it's real. And I'm not saying in order to be successful, you must go through pain. But there's a saying that if there's no pain, no gain. I was taught that nothing in life persists or exists without struggle. Nothing. Everything has something that moves against it that it must stand firm or work against or struggle with or contend with for its survival. So it's not a negative thing. It's a natural thing. But faith is something that will allow you to be able to build bridges. It will allow the spiritual forces, if you believe in that, it will allow those things to come together for you in due time. Forgiveness. Now, far as forgiveness is when you do not walk around consumed in the pain that has been inflicted upon you by yourself or others. It's not that you necessarily let everybody off the hook for what they've done, but you don't allow that dark cloud to walk with you in life. Because if you walk around with that dark cloud, when you walk around with resentment, grudges, and things like that, you present barriers to your own transformation. You present barriers a lot of times that you won't even be able to see, because it's just your spirit. It's the vibe that you're getting off. It's the connections that you're shutting down on, that you're not even allowing to exist. You're not even allowing the circuits to work. So you won't even see in the process of what's being lost. So forgiveness is not necessarily always about forgiving other people, but it's about forgiving yourself for the things that you've done that you know that were wrong, that you know that was not right. Giving yourself a chance to be able to heal. Give yourself permission to heal from the things that you've done. You're not evil. Many things you've done out of ignorance. Accept it. We all have. But we will not grow if we don't learn how to forgive ourselves. And we cannot walk around with cold spirits. We can't walk around with a spirit that is not warm, that is not accepting, that's not loving. If we are really trying to transform, if we're trying to be spiritually grounded. Because see, when you're spiritually grounded, no matter where life shakes and where it goes up and down and tumble, remember, you're grounded. You might get bruised, but you have a foundation within the universe because of where you are at spiritually. So you're not affected or as bothered as other people are. You're able to maintain valuable principles about yourself. You're able to still help and be of assistance and blessings to others. Because this is part of our spiritual duty. And spiritually grounded people understand that they have a spiritual obligation to other people, even if other people don't understand that. Next one. Self-acceptance. Accept who you are. I'm going to get personal with that. You know, it took a lot. And I'm still learning how to accept me for who I am. Not being so critical about myself. You know, sometimes I've been critical about the way how I talk, the variations of my voice, the fact that I say, you know, a lot of just little idiosyncrasies, you know, things that I used to think about and be, you know, keep overthinking and analyzing, looking at myself in the, you know, the mirror. You know, because like when I was younger, I used to have girls, they used to call me ugly a lot. But accepting myself to say, this is how I look. And it's not that I even feel like I'm ugly, but hearing it so much when I was younger. and what it done to me, even as a man. And as me being a man, I still have to acknowledge that little boy that lives still within me and keep control of that little boy. Because when your childhood has been broken, that child is still with you. And your job is to evaluate how that child can still operate in your adult self and not to allow that child to run wild. So it's like, even though you had children, you still have to learn how to nourish the child inside of you, because certain things you did not get as a child. And just because you become an adult means you get over those things. That's not how it works. So self-acceptance is the good, the bad, the ugly, the beautiful, the whatever that comes along with you. Self-acceptance. Because if you cannot accept yourself, you will never accept anything that the universe has for you. You'll never accept it. Because once you accept yourself and you can understand who you are in the mirror, know thyself, the things that materialize in your life, whether good or bad, you'll have an understanding and appreciation for the place each thing has in your life, because you understand there's a reflection of you somewhere, or there's a lesson that you must learn. Your job is to be mighty and to be fortified for the test. Last, service. In this life, we are dependent upon other people for our existence. We all play a role in the ecosystem of life. We all play a role of interdependence. If you did not have people that were farming, how would we get food? If you did not have people that were working on cars, fixed cars, I mean, different trades, occupations in different fields. I can go on and on and on. People that take on their own different fields of study. This is what makes the world go round. This is what makes the world go round. And due to the fact that it's clear that we need each other, what must be also clear is that we have an obligation to be of service to others for the betterment of humanity. We must learn how to be in service of others. Live a life of service where we can. Because you are contributing to the universe. You're giving back to the source that gave to you. No one is self-made. No one. The opportunity came from somewhere or someone, whether it was your first customer or someone that gave you an opportunity. No one is self-made in the universe, because you didn't make yourself. You didn't bring yourself into this universe. And the access that you could have been granted was not granted by you. It was granted by someone else, somehow, some way. So the opportunities that we have had presented to be able to take advantage of, we must be in the business of creating something. I don't care how small or how big, but we must contribute. And when selfishness takes over and when service of people stop, you see a world in disarray, in a world of decay, which is what we're seeing now. Because you have a population of people who are selfish, who want it all to themselves. And we'll pay for that, because that is not how nature works. The spirit, the universe, is not meant to be selfish. I was taught life gives to the giver and it takes from the taker. I appreciate everybody for listening. Be sure to hit me back with your feedback. I went a little bit over, almost going on 5 minutes over. Please follow this podcast. I'll be tuning in next week. Please be sure to listen. I hope I was clear. Had to get this message out. Y'all have a great one. Let's be triumphant. Let's be spiritually enriched. Have a good one. Thank you.